Well, to this, it's certainly been said over and over, these are unprecedented times. Just over a week into lockdown, and there has been a bit of confusion surrounding the new rules in place for this duration of this phase as we attempt to stop the spread of COVID-19. But there are three laws in particular to keep an eye on as we navigate our way through the movement on restrictions. Professor of Law at Waikato University, Al Gillespie, has been casting an eye over the trio he believes that we should be monitoring. Professor Gillespie, welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, Mullen.
Let's look at the quarantine laws. How are our laws there? Because they're quite old, aren't they?
Well, our first law on quarantine goes back to 1842.
Really?
With regards to boats coming into the harbour, because it was one of the first ways you could stop infectious people, and there wasn't many other ways you could actually control problems when disease broke out. And since then, every generation, as an epidemic came, they would improve the quarantine laws. The problem is that we haven't really had a nationwide quarantine issue since the 1920s or at the national level. And so that means today, when we look at quarantine, that's not so bad. But when you look at, say, something like social isolation, you've got a 21st century problem with 20th century legislation.
Mm-hmm. We don't have a lot of time, so let's jump to the other law. The next law you've got in this is bound to strike up the usual chorus with certain quarters. This is very interesting. The question of compulsory vaccinations. What's the debate here? And have we, because you were on the show the other day talking about the power to compel, particularly medically, very controversial. Have we ever had compulsory vaccinations?
Well, we had it from 1863 to 1920 with regards to smallpox, but then the law became voluntary. And that voluntary option is now in the Bill of Rights, so you can't force someone to have a vaccination. The exception, though, is that the Bill of Rights can be, or those rights can be overridden if it's a justifiable limit necessary to protect within a free and democratic society. And so I think as time goes forward and the race and the implementation of a vaccine for COVID-19 becomes possible, that debate about whether it becomes mandatory or not will come to the front.
Gosh, that'll be an interesting conversation.
Yes, it will be, because I think most of the time in past, we've been talking about vaccines for small groups of the population, whereas this one is now a pandemic, which has got global and national significance. Mm.
And finally, this is very interesting, the third law is spitting. That's a very interesting one of these times. Tell us about this.
Well, at the moment, spitting is if you give someone a disease, a crime that carries up to 14 years in jail. But the problem is if you don't give someone the disease, so like if you say I've got COVID-19 and you spit at someone and you don't give it to them, that penalty doesn't apply, in which case it falls back to being just a common assault. If it's a common assault, maybe up to a year in jail, but the problem is that the courts don't look at spitting as a very serious offence. So it may be in time to come that we have to reconsider the way we look at this crime, so that when you've got someone who isn't actually passing on a disease but is still spitting at people, faces a more substantial penalty than they currently do.
Gosh, very, very interesting conversation there. Professor Al Gillespie from Waikato, thank you very much on that. Stephen, compulsory vaccinations, how about that one?
Well, at the risk of alienating a large percentage of the population, I think we should have compulsory vaccination for certain types of illnesses. I just think of this whole measles outbreak we've just had in New Zealand and the way we managed to infect the Pacific. I understand the arguments against, etc., but I'm afraid I think that in a civilized society we should be able to decide that certain things are required to protect the health of the many.
Verity?
I actually completely agree with that. I think if you want to endanger your own life and not get a vaccination, that's fine, but at the point where you're endangering my life by not getting a vaccination, that's not cool. So I would actually make it compulsory completely, because honestly I think it needs to happen, and I don't care if it's uncontroversial. But I would also just like to say that, please, can we get rid of spitting? Can we do what Singapore do and make it like illegal in the streets? Because I don't know about you guys, but I get spat at quite a bit on the street, and I find it really disgusting.
Goodness,
do you?
It is a disgusting habit.
Yeah, quite intimidating.
Matthew says, on with Verity, overly fond of wine. I went cold turkey from a week before the lockdown to gird myself against the contagion. Although I'm in a far older age group than Verity, I'm impressed by her maturity and example.